C Symphony was performed the same year as the Mahler No. 8, just a few months afterwards. So I think there was something in the air at the time that resulted in these big statements. And of course, a few years later, the whole thing was cut off with the war, wasn't it? Yes. So it was the sort of high tide of that sort of expression. And Bourdillon's was definitely on the crest of that wave, as well as Mahler. It's quite interesting because the major choral work before the C Symphony, Toward the Unknown Region, actually chimes in with a lot of the themes in the C Symphony anyway. This need for exploration and discovery, which runs through both of those works and a lot of other Bourdillon's works as well. Because he was seeking something. I don't know if he knew what it was, but he was always seeking something beyond. Although, of course, there are influences in the C Symphony from Gerontius, and you could actually argue that that's part of the tradition, really, that Vaughan Williams takes up. There is a quotation from Gerontius in the C Symphony, as well as self-quotation from earlier works, and a lot of influence from Parry as well, especially in the scherzo, I feel.
And yet it's just his voice, isn't it?
Mm. He was almost there in his own style, but not quite, because the C Symphony took a long time to write, of course, from about 1904 he started it. And he was assimilating a lot of influences right the way through. Debussy as well, perhaps, there somewhere. He did get a lot from Debussy's orchestral writing, I think.